7 Blue Jays are named to the All-WDA team, and the number 23 Jimmies fall in the opening round of the NAIA National Tournament. I'm Jaron Matheny with local sports from NewsDakota.com. 7 members of the 11A state champion Blue Jays were named to the All-WDA team as voted on by the coaches Thomas Almer, Devin Beach, Ethan Gall, Adam Kallenbach, Preston Kraber, Colton Muse, and Jackson Walters were the 7 Blue Jays who were named All-WDA. Almer scored his only touchdown in his career on a scoop and score in the 11A title game. That touchdown ended up being the game-winning score for Jamestown in their victory over St. Mary's. Adam Kallenbach and Preston Kraber, 2 seniors, were dominant on both sides of the ball en route to All-WDA honors. Kallenbach led Jamestown in total receptions and yards on offense and interceptions defensively with 9. He accounted for 11 total touchdowns on the season. For Kraber, he ended the year with 35 catches, 431 yards, and 8 touchdowns on offense. He was also 4th on the team in tackles with 57 and had 3 interceptions. The Blue Jays ended the year with a 10-2 overall record and champions of 11A. The number 23 University of Jamestown women's soccer team returned to the national stage for the first time since 2005 on Thursday, but had their season come to a close, losing 5-2 to number 13 Columbia College. The Jimmies finished the year with a record of 18-2-1, setting a new school record. 4 wins. Each team had a shot and won a corner kick inside the first 18 minutes, but it was the Cougars who got the first goal. Grace Weingar scored in the 19th minute, and the Cougars would score immediately after that, just 38 seconds later, to go in front 2-0. Jamestown was never able to recover. Cameron Fiscus and Cassandra Diaz scored the 2 goals for the Jimmies in their loss in the opening round of the national tournament. You can stay up to date with everything happening in local sports, always live over at NewsDakota.com.